Hey y'all, welcome to another show of Country 101 with me, DJ Rodeo. After this week, next week will be my last show with y'all. Very sad. Going so fast this semester. Can't believe I'm almost done. But if you can't resist my voice, I announced some of the Dominican men and women's basketball games. So check those out on our website. And to start off with tonight's show, I'm going to talk about a few songs and then going to play them for you. But don't let me lose you with the songs. I am going to talk about the songs afterwards. So don't drift off and leave me here. Some of the songs are newer, but I don't think you've heard all of them, but maybe you have. So the first one is Luke Bryan's duet with Little Big Town's Karen Fairchild. And both singers find themselves playing a role neither one's spouses hopes they'll take seriously anytime soon. In Home Alone Tonight, the vocalists are looking to get revenge. They're both coming off of a breakup when they meet at the bar. Drinks are poured, shots are tossed, caution is pushed to the gutter. It's hard to say there's real heat between the two vocalists because the story told relies on a sort of a forced lusting. Their feelings for each other are not sincere, but the revenge plot is. Bryan and Fairchild sing, trading lines, as they one-up each other's intentions. Home Alone Tonight features more progressive production than Strip It Down, but isn't quite as edgy as Kick the Dust Up, both of those songs by Luke Bryan. One would hardly call their arrangement organic, but that definitely fits the mood. The two spontaneous lovers promise they won't regret what's to come, even though both know it's not true. It's an inevitability that many will relate to. Sonically, it fits in within everything Bryan has released recently, but Fairchild's voice allows it to stand out from any love song he's recorded. And Luke Bryan and Fairchild will debut their song at the 2015 American Music Awards on November 22nd, which is next Tuesday. Really excited for the AMA Awards. I hope it's a little bit better than the CMAs, because I said last week I was a little disappointed, but I am looking forward to Bryan's performance. So let's listen to that one right now. I'll give you guys a sneak peek of Home Alone Tonight by Luke Bryan and Karen Fairchild.
What you doing in this place? Well, I could probably ask you the same thing.
Another round, girl, what you think?
If you're buying, well, you know I'll drink. So make it 707.
Do you want it on the rocks?
A double shot of heaven.
Spilling off the top. And we'll go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex. And send them both a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. Slow country from a cover band.
I got you covered if you don't know how to dance. But if you want, we could grab a cab.
Girl, we got all night, I got a bottomless tab. So let's go shot for shot for shot till we forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock. It's gonna stop a night we won't regret. So put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them all the text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home alone tonight. It feels too good to let it in right here. I ain't going home alone
tonight.
So let's
not let it in right here.
Girl, you're going home with me.
Let's go
shot for shot for shot. We forgot what we came here to forget. Ain't a clock, a tick, a tock that's gonna stop a night we won't regret. Put your drink down, throw your camera up. Flip it around and snap a playback picture.
I'll send it to my ex.
I'll send it to my ex and send them up a text saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't gotta go home.
Tonight,
no, I ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta, I ain't
They sound so good together. I wonder if it was hard for them to both do a song together like that since they're both married, but I know they're probably both very loyal to their significant others, at least I hope so. And Frankie Ballard is, his next chapter is quite interesting. He's starting it off with a sweet love song called It All Started With a Beer. And the ballad is the most straightforward and country song on his upcoming album. Still, it finds room to recall the Midwest rock legends he calls influences. Ballard plays a man looking back on love during this honest country reflection. There's no pain, just an appreciation for the small moments that help create big lasting moments. Ballard doesn't bring drama to the radio, which is refreshing and perhaps why they always have space for him. The song recalls his breakthrough hit, Hell of a Life, but it's more vulnerable. It All Started With a Beer shows growth and maturity for Ballard. I love Hell of a Life. I love that song. Super popular song for him. And as the song fades to a finish, It All Started With a Beer, his guitar tones and backing vocals recall Ballard heroes like Bob Seger. He says there's edgier, more rock-influenced music to come from his third album, but for now, fans will enjoy hearing a track born from personal experience and his love of nostalgia. Ballard shows a more sensitive side on this love song from the singer's upcoming third studio album. And I'm going to play his song, It All Started With a Beer. I'm just going to share a few lyrics of his song. So here is Frankie Ballard's It All Started With a Beer. So this is a like my second or third time hearing his song, so I'm going to listen in on it too as well. Enjoy.
Well, you had a Corona and I was drinking Bud Light. And that jukebox sang every song just right that night. Something brewing in the air, and it was more than just smoke. Looking back, after two, you laughed at all my jokes. Tonight, let's raise them up to where we ended up. There's been highs and lows, fast lane freeways and bumpy roads. Curse the devil, pray to heaven, lost it all, and we sevens. Been more smiles than there's been tears. Been more good than bad years. Ain't it crazy, baby, how we got here? Oh, it all started with a beer. Oh, it all started with an ice cold beer. I didn't have much money. Pretty girl like you makes a fella throw his money down. We weren't shooting no whiskey, but just shooting the shit. I paid the tab, we walked out the door. I remember thinking this is it, yeah, you were it. Well, there's been highs and lows, fast lane freeways and bumpy roads. We curse the day.
So that was Frankie Ballard with It All Started With a Beer. And I like that song. It's actually a really cute love song. Not like Thomas Rhett's love song, Die Happy Man, which I was in love with. But it's a great love song, and I think it's going to be super popular once it gets heard more. But right now I think it's a little bit, I think people need to listen to it a little bit more. Now, more than one country career stands to benefit from the most talked about performance of the 2015 CMA Awards. Justin Timberlake has released Drink You Away as a single to country radio. Yes, I did say Justin Timberlake. I didn't read that wrong. It's a shortened version of the song Timberlake delivered on his The 2020 Experience album in 2013. Lyrically, Drink You Away is a straightforward, tear-in-the-beer country song. It's produced as a blues-pop hybrid that will fit in with, but certainly stand out from, other songs on country radio. It's an experimental sound, to be sure. Timberlake's entrance to country music has been long rumored, but it's still not clear if this will lead to a more significant all-country project. Like Kelly Clarkson, he seems to be dipping a toe into the format before deciding whether the water is maybe warm enough for him to pull on his board shorts. It's a great way to relive Timberlake's performance with Chris Stapleton at the 2015 CMA Awards. And according to Ronnie Dunn, Timberlake has bought land and is building a house in the Nashville area. I wonder what made him decide to go into country or try and test the waters, because out of all males, I wouldn't have thought him to go country. But I want you to listen to his song if you haven't heard of it yet. I know he performed it on the CMAs, but just in case you haven't heard of it, here's Drink You Away by Justin Timberlake.
Bittersweet thing, could this be a dream or just the same nightmare that keeps me awake? Feel it in my brain, tall shot of pain. Pour a little out now for the love that we made. I feel it in the morning, you're still here in the morning. I see you but you're gone, telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. Bottom of the bottle to fill this empty heart up. A thousand proof, don't change the truth. I dive it, but I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried all of them, but I can't drink you away. On these rocks, I can't swim out of this skin. I'm living. Pounding on my brain, so I drowned it away. When the sun comes up tomorrow, you can find me doing the same. Cause I just can't forget the way we turned out this bed. And now the only thing that sleeps here is a ghost of you instead. And then I feel it in the morning, you're still here in the morning. I see you but you're gone, telephone the doctor, I'm not okay. Bottom of the bottle to fill this empty heart up. A thousand proof, don't change the truth. I dive in, but I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried.
That was Justin Timberlake with Drink You Away. Justin, I don't want you to drink me away. Love that song. Definitely has its own style to it. And I love the beat. And I can't wait to see if he makes more country songs just like that one. At first, I wasn't sure about it because I was like, this is not country at all. But he definitely brings his own style to it. And that's what I love about that song. and Chris Stapleton, who was very popular these past couple weeks after the CMAs with another new single, Nobody to Blame, is a 200-proof country song that fit neatly into any generation's best of catalog. The second single from Traveler is full of steel guitar, fiddle, and pain. Stapleton doesn't deviate from what he does best, simple, honest stories that lean heavy on his voice. It's naturally soulful, but deeply rooted by classic country influences. Stapleton's hot rod, John Deere, and cask of whiskey all fall victim to his ex-wife's rampage. It's a sorrowful story that somehow feels so good delivered from this newcomer. A week prior to his CMA Awards performance and wins, Stapleton's Traveler album sold 3,000 copies. The days after the CMAs, it sold 176,000 copies. He is loving life right now, it seems, so it seems. Everything seems to be going well for him, and this album is definitely doing well. And I love this next song, and the guy who sings it, of course, he's definitely a babe. Chris Lane's Fix is a supersized Red Bull-fueled pop country jam that's going to further tick off country traditionalists, I no doubt about it. The edgy beat-driven jam relies heavily on vocal effects. Buried within this infectious debut are small lyrics from one of the most dynamic vocalists the format has seen in recent years. Lane embraces comparisons to Adam Levine, and indeed Fix, I thought, definitely sounded like Maroon 5 when I first heard it. And Maroon 5 would cut it if they went country, absolutely. I mean, if Justin Timberlake is, it seems like everybody nowadays is going country. I'm telling you, it's the way to go. And his song is instant cardio. Fix should come with a cardiovascular warning. I was at the gym on Monday. Yes, I went to the gym, got myself to go there, and I was running on the treadmill. And when I heard this song, I instantly started running faster, so it's definitely a good workout song. Fix is all chorus, and there's a couple of lyrics standing in for verse, but the instrumentation around each coupling is more interesting than the words. Fix has the potential to be a big song in 2006, so I had to let you listen to it because it is definitely one of my favorite songs on my list right now. I have a few favorite songs, but this is up there as well. So here's Chris Lane with Fix.
Hey girl, you know what you've been missing? Me, yeah. Hey girl, whoever you've been kissing, it ain't me. I got that love medicinal. I make you feel invincible. I'm more than recreational. I'm what you need. I'll be your smooth ride. That late night. Your walks are white. I'll be your first time. That's so right. Get you falling in love at the end of the night. With that good itch. That long trip. That sugar on your lips. That favorite habit. Gotta have it. You can't quit. I got your favorite.
Great song. See, excuse me. See what I mean about running faster? I think if you were listening to this on the treadmill, you would definitely start running faster. So I hope you liked it as much as I do right now. Also, another song, of course, on my favorite list, and a guy, or two guys, I would like to see in concert. Same with my sister. I think this might be our next concert ticket here. The guys from Florida Georgia Line, they got up close and personal in their confession video, going all the way back to their childhood. And the song is a reflection on years gone by, showing off Brian and Kelly and Tyler Hubbard's more sensitive sides. Compared to some of their other party anthems, the video begins with clips from real home movies featuring the guys as kids. Kelly playing baseball, Hubbard practicing motocross, and it soon zooms out, leaving the memories as on an old school TV screen, among several others buzzing with static as the band launches into the tune. Hubbard sits in a Catholic confessional as he begins the verse, alternating scenes of the guys in what looks like an abandoned basement, the TVs in the background continuing rolling footage from various sporting events and concerts from their early lives. The guys spend some time in a cathedral as they continue to ponder their life so far and where they are now. Kelly says the contemplative tune is one of his favorites of their 2014 record, Anything Goes. And Tyler said, I have enjoyed a lot of special moments personally and professionally over the last couple of years, so we really relate to getting in our truck, driving, and thinking about where we want to be. A lot of power can come from confessing things, Hubbard concurs. It's a crazy ride we've been on, and this song really hit home. In the middle of celebrations and successes, we have to remind ourselves that we've been blessed to be on this journey. Confession makes you pause and definitely think for sure, he added. Florida Georgia Line performed the song on the 2015 CMA Awards after having recently wrapped up traveling with Luke Bryan's Kick the Dust Up tour. They also did a run of their own headlining show, the Anything Goes Tour, this summer. Love, love, love this song. Both of them are so humble and thankful. So here's Confession by Florida Georgia Line.
Rusty barbed wire lines these fields, gravel dust behind the wheels, drifting like my mind into the rear view. Jet trails couldn't cross the sky, I'm rolling through the open wide, searching for a song to drink a beer to, and trying to find a place to disappear to. Embers in the ashtray glow like memories that won't let go. I'm out here trying to get them untangled. In the darkness on the edge of town, a little lost, a little found, waiting on a call from an angel.
All right. So that was Florida Georgia Line with Confession. Now, I would definitely check out their music video as well. It's very touching, and I really liked it. I was watching it as I was playing it for you guys. Now, that's all I have for the new songs this week, but plenty more gossip. And don't forget, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu right here on Penguin Radio. And Sam Hunt has been announced as one of the celebrity curators for the 2016 Grammy Amplifier program. The fast-rising country star will join Grammy-nominated hip-hop artist Big Sean and Hailstorm singer Izzy Hale as curators for the Online Music Initiative, which offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to aspiring musicians via a partnership between Hyundai and the Recording Academy. Musicians can submit their work at the Grammy Amplifier website, where they can then drive to amplify their submissions. A top 25 list of semifinalists will be selected on December 16th based on total track plays and social media amplification. Those semifinalists will then continue to earn plays and amplifications through January 4th, when a final group of 10 will be submitted to the curators. The group of 10 finalists will fly to LA to participate in a music business immersion day, which will help to educate them about social media promotion, copyrights, publishing, and a little more. The curators will select the final three winners, who will be announced during Grammy Week in February of 2016. They will receive one of three prizes: an in-studio recording session with a Grammy Award-winning producer, a music video from a noted director, or an opening slot for a noted artist, and or a series of music of festival shows. Since its inception, the Grammy Amplifier program has exceeded 11 million YouTube views for Amplifier winners. Sam Hunt said, "I'm honored to be a part of a program where I can help elevate new and emerging talent," Hunt says in a press release. "It wasn't long ago I was an unknown artist, and I couldn't be more grateful to the people who helped me with the tools I needed to start my career. I look forward to shining a light on these aspiring musicians, and I saw that he doesn't have a beard anymore as well. Hunt recently shaved off his rustic, almost lumberjack-worthy beard, much to the dismay of many female fans. But did you guys even think why? Well, the artist took time behind the scenes at the CMA Awards to explain himself to Taste of Country. He said, I went home for my younger brother's wedding and caught a little flack from my grandmother. He said, in the sweetest grandmother kind of way, she let me know that she didn't like the beard at all. Though that may be true, Hunt says, it wasn't the main reason he went clean shaven. When we got off the road, I wanted to start a new chapter. I was about to get into the studio to write, and I told myself I was going to start working out again. It was kind of his metaphor for a new chapter of his life. Hunt recently released a new music video for his current single, Break Up in a Small Town, which features a house up in flames. Though no one got hurt during the filming, the artist says he's almost got singed in the process. There's one scene where he was walking through a door and the flames were burning on each side of the door frame, and he said he was planning on just walking straight through, but in the video, if you look up his music video for the song, he has to kind of lean. So he said his shoulders were really gross. They were really close and they were burning up. Hunt is just beginning to work on new music for his follow-up to the immensely popular Monty Vallo, gathering material and establishing a basis for the record. I've sort of been piling up thoughts and ideas and trying to conceptualize what I want to do and what I want to say and how I want to say it and which direction I want to go musically, he says. I think we'll just approach it the way we did the first record, follow our gut instinct. The gut instinct is what brought songs like House Party to the album, even when he was unsure of how fans would react. He says the tune really took life when they began performing it on the road. R.A.P. to that beard, I thought it was No Shave November last time I checked. Now, when I read this news this past week, you could easily say I freaked out and texted my family right away and my best friend, and the Dixie Chicks will be going on tour after 10 years. My sister and I are huge fans ever since we were little, so you already know that hopefully we'll be seeing them. Yes, Kendra, I'm talking to you. The Dixie Chicks will tour North America for the first time in a decade next spring and summer. The influential trio have just announced over 40 dates in America and Canada to go along with previously announced European dates. Natalie Maines and company had been teasing an announcement on social media. Maines actually teased North American tour dates in July when she responded to a Twitter follower who asked if she was ready to play Nice. Now, Ready to Make Nice is one of their songs, actually, so they were kind of referring to her song right there. And she responded, "I'll never make Nice, but I will tour the States again," the frontwoman said at the time. North American dates begin on June 1st, 2016, 4 weeks after the Chicks finished the European leg of the tour. Major stops along the way include Chicago, Toronto, New York City, Dallas, Vancouver, and Atlanta, before the tour closes on October 10th in Los Angeles. And the tickets actually go on sale next week, depending on the city and venue, I'm pretty sure. So the majority of the run wraps in August with just three shows in September and October. Typically, a tour coincides with new music, but the Dixie Chicks haven't revealed plans for a new album. Their last album was a Grammy-winning Taking the Long Way album, released in 2016. They toured in support of that album. In the years since, the women have pursued individual interests. They will be at Mountain View, California, in Shoreline Amphitheater on July 12th, and in Sacramento, California at the Toyota Amphitheater July 13th, and then they'll come back home for me on July 20th in Irvine, California at the Irvine Meadows Amphitheater, and then in October they'll be in LA at the Hollywood Bowl. So I'll have a few choices to choose from, but I'm super excited, huge fan of their songs in the group. And if there's any fans out in Northern California, you can check them out at those two venues I just said. And it's almost Thanksgiving, but it's also starting to look a lot like Christmas. I know Christmas songs are appearing on the radio stations. My mom was sending me Snapchats. I know whenever I drove in the car with her, she wouldn't let us change the station because she loved that Christmas, those Christmas songs. And my sisters and I, my brother, would always get annoyed of those songs, so we'd always try to change it, but she would like slap her hand or change it right back. So she'll be really excited for all those Christmas songs to go on. And the annual CMA Country Christmas television special is partially to thank. The show taped on November 7th with host Jennifer Nettles wearing her holiday best, bringing her friends and festive cheer to Nashville a little early. The Grand Ole Opry House went red and green for CMA Country Christmas, which Nettles is hosting for a sixth time. Of course, she's as talented as she is adorable, so the country singer also performs during the special. She can truly do it all. She had a little help from Charles Kelly, Kelsey Ballerina, Dan Plache, Mikey Guyton, and many more. The 2015 CMA Country Christmas Special will air on December 3rd at 9 p.m. on ABC. I won't be able to remind y'all the week before, but maybe put it in your calendar right now or you'll be able to TiVo it. But I'm sure there will be plenty of commercials about it as well. And Brantley Gilbert has postponed his upcoming European tour dates in response to the terrorist attacks that took place in Paris on Friday. Gilbert and his band launched the European leg of the Blackout Tour in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, on Wednesday, November 11th. The tour has already visited Germany and Hamburg, but the singer-songwriter decided to pull the plug on a gig slated for in Germany on Saturday, November 14th, as well as upcoming shows in Scotland and England after the horrifying events in Paris, where six precisely coordinated attacks took place, including a hostage situation at an Eagles death. I think it was a metal concert, I read. So he said that his thoughts and prayers are with the people of France at this tragic time, and he said that they will be back on tour once this all clears up. Gilbert was excited when he announced the tour in early November. He said, "If you're going to take it on the road, do it," he said in a press release. "If you're going to push the music, don't be afraid to put it out there. People around the world get the idea about what we do. These songs are about living life in hard places, but standing up when you do. That's a universal thing, so let's do it." No announcement has yet been made regarding the rescheduled dates. Gilbert is scheduled to commence the North American leg of the Blackout Tour on January 28, 2016 at the Dow Event Center in Michigan, which date slated to run through the end of April. When I first saw it on the news, I was so sad and so scared, and just so many emotions were going through my head, so definitely keeping Paris in our prayers. And Lady Antebellum took their music in a new direction with their collaboration with EDM artist Audine, I think I'm pronouncing that right, I'm not too sure, for Something Better, and the upbeat tune now has a brand new music video to match it. Though the band doesn't appear in the video, it's a perfect representation of the electronic tune with a country pop edge. Equal parts sci-fi and Americana, the video begins with a young man looking up at the stars in the bed of a truck in the middle of an expanse of farmland, who notices something special shoot down to earth. He goes looking for the source, aligning appropriately with the lyrics. I swear I'll find you, and happens upon a girl who appears to be on the run from some sort of authorities. The boy takes her with him back to his farm and discovers she has special abilities before the authorities catch up with him, and she beams back up into space. It's a fun companion to the song and makes Lady A's flawless signature, harmonies, and powerful pop melodies come alive. Lady Antebellum are on an unofficial hiatus, having recently wrapped up their Wheels Up tour with Hunter Hayes. All three members are parents now, or at least soon to be, and after so much time on the road, they agreed to take a little time off. This gave Charles Kelly, as I mentioned a couple shows ago, the opportunity to explore a solo project, which is already gaining significant buzz after the release of his first singer, The Driver, which I played for you guys, and it was featuring Dierks Bentley and Eric Paisley. The trio debuted the song on The Tonight Show recently, and the artist also released a music video for the tune. The full six-song EP is slated to release in early 2016, and I have heard this song on the radio and Pandora, but I had no idea that Lady A sang it as well, so I'm going to let you guys listen to it for a bit. So here's Something Better featuring Lady Antebellum.
I never met you, but I know you're out there. If I cross the oceans, would you be there?
A stranger's eyes that somehow look familiar. I know.
That was Something Better with Lady Antebellum. And Dad, if you're listening out there, I know this isn't classic rock. I'm sadly not playing any Journey, but if this was a classic rock show, I would definitely be playing our Journey and we'd be rocking out together. So I'm sorry, you gotta settle with some country music right now. But Cassidy Pope is gearing up for a busy 2016 with a tour with Chris Young, and new music on the way. In an interview with Taste of Country during the run-up to the CMA Awards, the I Am Invincible singer shared what fans can expect from her new music as well as her workout routine for those perfect abs. I may have to look into that workout. Pope says that the album will be similar to her new single, I Am Invincible. It's empowering and it's all about coming into yourself and being yourself. She said there's a few oddballs in there. There's a song called Alien about being different and embracing being different because society makes us feel like we have to choose one thing so we can be our complex selves and not worry about it. There's a few songs on there that are a little different. Pope admits that she often finds musical inspiration outside of the country genre, citing Fall Out Boy and Imagine Dragons as bands she is currently listening to. She said, I've been into that anthemic pop sound, but sprinkle into the country lyric with it. She said it makes it really special, and she loves Imagine Dragons. It's very big in sounding stuff. Always award show. Pope is serious when it comes to keeping in shape, and she works out a lot to keep her perfect figure. She said she does a circuit training. She does FaceTime workouts with her trainer, who lives in LA. And she said that's about an hour workout with him. She says she does a lot of ab stuff, so if she had to do some sit-ups for charity, I wonder how many she would actually accomplish. And she actually did answer it, and she said that she could do 200. Now, she didn't ask if I didn't ask if she could do the push-ups, but someone on Taste of Country had asked. So her new single, I Am Invincible, is out now and is very good, being played everywhere right now. She is so pretty and does have a great body, so it makes sense how she does all these nice workouts. And Chris Young is also having a great week, and it's only Wednesday. Early Monday morning, he learned live on the Today Show that his single I'm Coming Over is the number one song in the country. Matt Lauer told Young the good news just before he was to set perform the song on live television. He said, I had no idea, Young admits with a big smile. And he said, we were wondering about this all night long and no one would tell me anything. Still, in disbelief, he points to his team who are standing off camera. He said, I hate all of you. He says, I love you, but I hate all of you. They wouldn't tell me, so that's amazing. Young released his fifth studio album, I'm Coming Over, on Friday. He tells Lauer that it's a sonic departure from his previous records. I co-produced this one with a buddy of mine, Corey Crowder, so it's the first time I've ever been in the producer's chair, he explains. I had a lot more guests than I ever had before on an album. Vince Gill is also on a track. Cassidy Pope is also on a track. He said, it's a lot of fun for me to get into that fifth record. It's hard to believe this is my fifth album. In a cover feature with Taste of Country, Young opens up about the decision to co-produce the record. This situation was such a departure from what my label trusted me to do before. Young said, I've never been a co-producer on one of my projects. I really wanted to do it, and he believed, and it would be great. I wanted to go in and just make it happen and let it be artistic and hopefully commercial as well. I'm Coming Over is on my favorites, I said last week, and my guest last week, Ryan, even said that that's his favorite song as well, so definitely a popular song on Pandora right now and on the radio station. So if you haven't heard of it, it's I'm Coming Over by Chris Young. Now, with presidential election being talked about these past couple months, Trace Adkins has worked with Donald Trump for several seasons on Celebrity Apprentice. So it comes as no surprise that many people want to know his thoughts on the businessman running for president. Adkins tells Michigan radio station, people ask me all the time, what's up with Trump? Like, I know, like he calls me asking me what I think, but he doesn't. What's up with Trump? Now, he says that he doesn't know and that he thinks we're in a very serious position right now and in our history in this country, and we need to take it pretty seriously. And I think he does, but I don't think anybody else takes him seriously. So he's having to deal with that. Adkins also goes on to explain the fact that Trump isn't afraid to speak his mind openly and honestly is why the candidate has seen so much success. We're not used to politicians talking like that, answering questions with their actual feelings and what they actually think about, he said. He said it's just foreign to us that we don't hear politicians talk like that. While Adkins isn't sure what the presidential outcome will be, he says trying something different, a businessman like Trump may not be a bad idea. He said, I think we ought to try a businessman running the show for a while. He said, I mean, nothing else has worked. The whole thing has just gotten, I mean, it's just really hard to take any of it seriously right now. It's just so crazy the way this whole campaign is in all respects. And last but not least, the band Perry, looks like we're going to have to wait for their album. They're going to take a little bit more time on that album, so we have to wait for that. But I end Country 101 tonight. You were listening to DJ Rodeo on radio.dominican.edu. Our Lady Penguin volleyball team plays tonight, so good luck to them. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I'll see y'all next week for my last show of Country 101. And like I said, don't miss me too much. I broadcast basketball and volleyball, so if you want to hear my voice, you have those as well. Taken after my dad. He's a huge basketball fan, so wanted to make him proud. All right, DJ Rodeo out.